Report: Gavin Newsom undeniably and unequivocally running for president if Biden opts out. By Hannah Blow on September 20, 2022. Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom is undeniably and unequivocally running for president in 2024 if President Joe Biden opts out, according to a report. The report, from the Wrap, cites two sources with knowledge of the governor's plans. One top California fundraiser told the outlet that Newsom will absolutely announce his intention to run after the midterm election if Biden states that he is not seeking re-election. No ifs, ands, or buts. He will run if Biden does not, the fundraiser said. However, reports on Biden's political future are contradictory. In April, sources told The Hill that Biden spoke to former President Obama, stating that he would run for re-election. According to the report, Biden apparently identified himself as the only individual who can defeat former President Donald Trump, who, it is widely thought, will run again. But last week, Politico magazine contradicted that story, reporting that Biden never spoke to Obama concerning a 2024 run. It bolstered their exasperated reminders that the president always says he intends to run again, the report read. The issue, it wasn't true. To this day, Obama and Biden have yet to discuss the next election. Biden briefly discussed the subject of a 2024 run during a recent appearance on 60 Minutes, concluding that it is much too early to make that determination. "Look, my intention, as I said to begin with, is that I would run again," Biden said. "But it's just an intention. But is it a firm decision that I run again? That remains to be seen." The rumors from Newsom's political world do not come as a surprise, as he has made a deliberate effort to challenge Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R, in the national spotlight for months on end. He used the 4th of July weekend, for example, to beg Floridians to move to California, bizarrely attempting to portray the blue state as the true bastion of freedom. He has even proudly pledged $100,000 to the campaign of Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, who is challenging the popular conservative governor. More recently, Newsom has begged the Department of Justice, DOJ, to investigate DeSantis for purported kidnapping after DeSantis sent dozens of migrants to Martha's Vineyard, a supposed sanctuary island, which deported the migrants in less than 48 hours. So the governor of California sent a letter to the Department of Justice saying, "You need to prosecute Texas and Florida governors." And all I can say is, "I think his hair gel is interfering with his brain function," DeSantis said in response. Newsom then challenged DeSantis to debate on CNN.